And rebate on Prestone, antifreeze, and coolant. Valvoline Premium Blue Heavy Duty Diesel Motor Oil is only $9.99 a gallon. Grab a Napa Evercraft 7-piece nut driver set for only $12.99 and save up to $2 per plug after mail-in rebate on Bosch spark plugs. Right now, you can pick up an 8-ounce container of Stable Fuel Stabilizer for only $4.49. Get the good stuff at your Napa Auto Parts stores. Bad Axe Auto Supply, Deckerville Auto Parts, Vardy's Auto and Marine Supply in Harbor Beach, and Caro Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Caro.
Get the good stuff. Napa, get the good stuff.
Welcome back to Ubley. It's halftime, 28-0 here at Herb Field, where the Bearcats are leading the Eagles. And Paul, before we let you get out of here and let you get back downstairs, let's run through the scores. All Saints and Reese tied up 4 at the half.
That's a little surprised by that one, but Reese had a hard time moving the ball against USA last week. And, they're feeling a little bit of pressure. They're trying to win that outright Greater Thumb West championship.
No surprise here. Vassar over Bad Axe, 12-0 at last check.
That was last check. Probably double or triple it by now.
Sandusky, 6-0 over USA. You had a little more information on how Sandusky
scored. Yeah, Sandusky scored on an interception return for a touchdown. So the USA defense has not allowed a point. That's two straight solid first halves for USA. That's why I picked USA to win that game tonight. I thought the defense would give them a chance offensively or defensively. They got to find a way to score, and I think they can win that game.
Harbor Beach, winning when it doesn't matter. Now they're out of the playoff contention, up 26-0.
But, it's homecoming over there, and, you got to keep it in perspective. It's still an improved season for Harbor Beach over what we've seen the last couple of years. Yep. And I'll tell you what, an undefeated JV over there, good things are coming for Harbor Beach. It's not this year, but watch out for next year.
Red Hawks doing the same thing, out of playoff contention, but leading the Lakers 27-6.
No surprise there. Lakers has had a hard time scoring all season long, and Cassidy, taking out some of their frustrations.
And the one team still in playoff contention, needing a win tonight, but trailing 12-7, the Marlette Red Raiders.
Absolutely shocked by this one. I thought Marlette would come in. I believe it's at Marlette, too.
Yes.
I thought Marlette would come in and just put the hammer down. This is for the playoffs. They have Peck next week. Peck hasn't won a game that it's had to play. They have one forfeit win. So that's a win next week for Marlette. Marlette knows that. Maybe they're looking ahead. Maybe they look past Brown City. But, they were down against Harbor Beach, back and forth in that game a couple weeks ago. So there's plenty of time. Maybe it'll come to Brent Spear on a game-winning field goal. You never know. But Marlette's got to win that game. I mean, you can't get this close and have the wins that they've had and then come back now to Brown City.
All right, Paul, thanks for joining us here at halftime. It is 28-0, the Bearcats with the lead over the Eagles. We'll take a break and bring it back here for second half action. Again, the Bearcats 28, the Eagles nothing. You're listening to High School Football on Cruise 102 FM.
What's that? What were you just saying? You need to switch to the talk of the thumb. Thumb cellular, I can hear you clear. Gotta turn you on to the talk of the thumb. We can talk all day, all night. Your thumb cellular.
Cellular is your local cellular provider with everything you need to stay connected, including BlackBerry smartphones, camera phones, phones for texting, and phones for just about any need you have. Thumb Cellular also offers 3G air cards as well as 3G Home Hub internet service. So stop by any Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky.
You love Thumb Cellular!
At Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon, and Bad Axe, we support our community.
Down on Main Street.
Hi, I'm Leanne Schutte, a loan officer from Bayport State Bank. High school sports promote so many positive things. Teamwork, school pride, endurance, and drive. No matter which team you're rooting for, we at Bayport State Bank are right there with you. Good luck to all our local high school teams from all of us at Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon, and Bad Axe. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Herb Field. It is halftime here. And the Bearcats with a 28-0 lead over the Deckerville Eagles. Second half action just moments away. The Bearcats will be kicking it off. The Eagles will be traveling right to left across your radio dial if you're on the road.
Do they even have radio dials anymore? That's kind of a lost thing anymore, the old-style non-digitalized radios.
I suppose if you're driving an older model vehicle, you probably would have one there. Like my old 93 S10.
I love that. I love old Sparty.
Still running.
I'm sure you drove her around last Saturday afternoon after the big win down in Ann Arbor there.
Oh, yes. Here we go. Second half action underway. The ball will be fielded near the 16-yard line by the Eagles' Richard Wilfong, and he'll be promptly dumped right there. Or will he? No, the play is still active. He was tied up, but he wasn't officially brought down, so he'll manage to pick up a few more yards on that return, and the Eagles will have it at their own 20-yard line. First and 10 coming up.
Yeah, it looked like he rolled on one of the ugly defenders. He didn't actually touch the ground, so good job by Wilfong to keep moving there and picked up a few extra yards.
Big game for the Spartans coming up tomorrow at Spartan Stadium. They host Illinois homecoming. We're going to see how well they can play. They won two big games against Wisconsin and Michigan. So, a lot of people saying this could be a trap game. We will find out. That game on WLEW tomorrow. Kickoff slated for noontime, right?
Yes.
Cody Ross on the handoff here. First play of the second half for the Eagles results in a one-yard gain. Second down and 9 coming up.
Got an update from out in Harbor Beach. Harbor Beach all over Mayville, 34-0.
As we mentioned, homecoming night out there in Harbor Beach, so the Pirates wanting to send the home fans home happy. So far, well on their way. 34-0, as Jason just mentioned. Handoff up the middle. It is Ross, the ball carrier, and Ross finds his way up to the 25-yard line. A pickup of a few more.
Yeah, tough season for the Wildcats again. 0-for right now, and needing to win next week to get that first win on the year.
Third down and 5 coming up here for the Eagles. Ball sitting at their own 25-yard line. If you're just tuning in here to Cruise 102 FM. Rick Lanza, Jason Partica with you on a glorious Friday night here in Ubley. 28-0 Bearcats with the lead. And dropped in the backfield was Petullo, the quarterback. Nash making the stop for the Bearcats, a loss of 5 on the play. So fourth down coming up, fourth and long for the Eagles.
Yeah, it looked like Petullo was actually going to try and go back for a pass, drop the ball, and Brian Nash all over him for the sack.
So the Eagles will be forced to kick it away here.
Petullo on the catch for the Eagles. Larry and Bruski back deep for the Bearcats.
Petullo in to do the kicking duties. It's a nice kick that will take a Bearcat bounce and be down near the 42-yard line.
Well, it was a pretty nice golf shot, but not a very good punt there. It just stuck right in the ground, but Ubley with good field position with a chance to extend their 28-0 lead.
5 out of 6 possessions for the Eagles ending in a punt. The last possession of the first half for the Eagles ended in a interception. So not a good night for this Deckerville offense. And as Paul mentioned, an offense that was at or near the top in scoring across the upper thumb area. That's going to take a serious hit here tonight.
Well, they hadn't played a team of Ubley's caliber all season long, and they may not play a team as good as the Bearcats are. And it's showing here tonight, Ubley all over them.
Hand off up the middle, Brett Cleary breaks free at the 30, the 25, now taken down inside the 20 at the 19-yard line.
Cleary taking the handoff for the Bearcats. Brought down by Tyler Petullo.
Not much of a crowd reaction, though. I'm kind of surprised. There was a lot of chatter this week about this football game, a much-anticipated matchup. This was, the Eagle fans and the Eagles themselves wanted to see just where their team stands, and the Bearcats, of course, coming into this football game undefeated. You'd never know it by listening to the crowd out here. They're just kind of ho-hum, enjoying it.
Well, it's kind of the way Ubley does. That's the way they do their business as well, the Bearcats themselves. They just go out on the field and do their thing, and usually nothing too fancy.